after the release of three videos showing the police shooting in Wethersfield that left an 18-year-old dead, residents, activists and others are watching and reacting. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the videos leave some questions unanswered, and investigators are working to determine whether the officer's use of force was justified.
It's still unclear why Wethersfield police chose to pull over 18-year-old Anthony Jose Vega Cruz on a busy road in the rain last month. The matter is being investigated by the state's attorney's office. Wethersfield Chief of Police James Satran wouldn't comment other than to say he's glad the video came out and he welcomes the transparency. But Cornell Lewis saw the videos and they left him outraged. He's a member of the Moral Monday social justice group inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement, and he's helped organize recent protests. Minutes after he saw the videos, friends were hitting him up online.
People are contacting me saying that it's a clear case to them of murder. One comment is from a lady in Detroit, "Damn shame, Cornell Lewis."
The footage from two dash cams and one surveillance video show the initial traffic stop on Silas Dean Highway. As Officer Peter Salvatore walked towards the car, Vega Cruz sped away. After a short pursuit, police vehicles twice collided with Vega Cruz's Infiniti. Then Officer Leyu Ulizier got out of his vehicle on foot, placed himself gun-drawn in front of Vega Cruz's vehicle as it was in motion, and fired into the front windshield. Vega Cruz died 2 days later. A female passenger in the car was uninjured. Lewis says that Vega Cruz shouldn't have fled the traffic stop, but he doesn't excuse what happens next, how police responded once they caught up to Vega Cruz.
The young man is in the car, a gun is being pointed at him. Naturally, either reflexes of fear take over and you do something stupid. But doing something stupid like that is no reason to have an officer shoot point blank at the man.
Joe Jackalone is a retired sergeant with the New York City Police. He also teaches at New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says it's hard to see this as a shooting that was justified, mostly because the vehicle driven by a civilian was still in motion when the officer shot at it.
The rule in New York City, I don't know what the rule in Connecticut is, but the rule in New York City is you don't fire at a moving vehicle unless somebody is using other than the vehicle itself to do something. So if the person is shooting at you from the car, you shoot at it.
New Haven State Representative Robin Porter wants to enact legislation that would prohibit police officers in Connecticut from shooting at moving cars, except in extreme cases. She talked to Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre about the role of racial profiling in some traffic stops. Vega Cruz has been identified by relatives as Hispanic.
You know, black and brown people are seen a certain way in this country and treated a certain way in this country, and it has become tolerable.
Melvin Medina also looks at race as a factor in the shooting. He's a director of strategic initiatives for the Connecticut chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Medina pointed to Vega Cruz's attempt to flee the scene as an example of the rational fear that young people of color have, the fear that something bad could happen to them if they're approached by the police. He said that the shooting reinforces that fear.
There are a few moments in that very short, I think around 60 to 90 seconds of video, in which officers chose to escalate a situation rather than de-escalate. And that, to me, is what jumps out the most.
Medina says that the ACLU will be joining local activists on the ground to demonstrate against police violence, including at an upcoming Wethersfield Town Council meeting. Robin Porter, the New Haven Democrat, and State Senator Gary Winfield say they are actively trying to amend a bill that's currently being examined by the Judiciary Committee. The amendment would prohibit police from shooting into a moving car. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.